Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Blog Talk Radio. It's good to have you with us tonight. Good to have all y'all over here on YouTube with us tonight. Get this thing to show up. It's going to be a good night. I was praying this afternoon, talking to God, studying, doing a whole bunch of stuff like that. And I'm like, so what are we doing tonight, Father? And he's like, let's talk about infallible proofs. And then he said, I want you to replay the video from 11 April. I might not have the right data on that. But anyways, that's what we're going to do. Nope, it's 10 April. I wrote the wrong day down on that. That's all right. And that's what we're going to do. So welcome. It's good to be with us here. This video is mandemic long, so we got to get right to it. So we won't have a bunch of talking, but let's say our prayer. And we'll get started for this evening right here. Father, in the name of Jesus, here we are. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for your blood. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your righteousness that is ours, that we get to live by every single day. Right here, right now, tonight, we stand in faith and declare the word of God will be alive and well on the inside of us and transform us from the inside out. In this session tonight, bless every one of our brothers and sisters that will join us from wherever they are around the world. We bless them. We bless you tonight. And anytime you hear this, even if it's after the rapture and you missed it, man, you got some work to do now, but you don't have to miss the rapture. Don't miss the rapture. And if you did, get every video of mine you can find and go to my website, SamuelJCottle.com. The bill's going to be paid and it's going to be good for a year as long as nobody takes it out. Find every video of us that you can find and get your hands on the word of God, because on the middle day of the tribulation, there'll be another catching away of the church and you have the opportunity to be raptured and miss the last half. That's when the Antichrist is going to show up. You don't want to be here for that. In Jesus' mighty name. Here we go. Our verse for tonight that's going to get us started. And then we're going to go right to the video, and it's going to be good. It's a storytelling video. I had no idea what it was when he sent me over there. I don't even remember the stories that's on it, but that's all right. Whatever that was we did, Father said, do that tonight. So I do what he tells me to do, because I don't know what I do myself. He's helping me do what he wants done. And you and I are going to get involved and follow right in that. I hope you're enjoying the beautiful day. We actually had 70 degrees here today in North Dakota on April the 10th. That's what it's supposed to be. Almost all the snowbanks are gone out here, and that's a good sign. And the snow's melted down in the ground. Glory, hallelujah for spring. I love spring. Here we go. Acts chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. The former account I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach until the day in which he was taken up, after he, Jesus, through the Holy Spirit, had given commandments to the apostles whom he had chosen, who were apostles, sent ones, and to whom he also presented himself alive after his suffering and death and resurrection, by many infallible proofs. Say that, by many infallible proofs, being seen by them during 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. We're going to be talking about infallible proofs. God loves to show infallible proofs. And, you know, the one time Jesus is walks in on the disciples, Thomas was there. Thomas said, unless I see the nail prints in his hands, I will not believe. And then there he was, and the doors were shut. It literally says it. And Jesus walked through the wall to show to Thomas he was real. All across the world right now, there are Muslims and Hindus who are seeking God with all of their heart, soul, mind, and strength. People in the cults, the Seventh-day Adventists, the Latter-day Saints, all them Christian cults that are seeking God. You might say, well, Pastor, you just called that a cult. Well, yeah, I did, because I've seen the effects of it in people's life and how it destroys them. But listen, it don't matter what denomination you're in. If you seek God with all of your heart, he will be found. Everybody talks about Jeremiah 29:11, but have you ever seen Jeremiah 29:12? See, there's a lot of people that talk about Jeremiah 29:11, and it's a good verse. And I know the plans I have for you, plans of a future and a hope to bless you, give you future and hope. But verse 12 says, you will call on me, and you will go and pray, and I will answer you. And you will seek me, and you will find me when you search for me with all of your heart. I will be found by you, says the Lord, and I will bring you back from your captivity. Maybe the only deal you got going in your life is you've not really diligently sought the Lord. And I'll go to church every day. I'll throw some bucks in the offering plate, but I still got stuff to do. No, lay it all aside and begin to seek him out. Seriously, get real serious with it. Give 3 days of fasting. Most Americans can handle 3 days of fasting with no trouble. Medical proven fact, your body stores enough vitamins, minerals, and nutrients in the fat to make it that you can make it 40 days with no food at all whatsoever. 3 days will do you good. You'll get a headache. You won't feel good. But you'll get rid of all them poisons in your system and just spend every waking minute that you're not working or doing something you have to do. Spend it reading the Bible and walking with God. Read these books. Read Romans, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, and Colossians. Read those five books. You'll do that in 3 days. And your life will be transformed. Why? Because he said, and you will seek me when you search for me with all your heart. And I will be found by you. Because God's doing a new thing. And right now, he wants to reveal it to you in an infallible proof. Just like he did to the disciples who were freaked out, who were scared. He don't have a problem with you saying, prove yourself. He doesn't have a problem with it. Man and religion has a problem, but he doesn't. All right, well, here we go. We might as well get ourselves started because we got a really good video tonight. I look just a little younger, not too bad. Let me get all my stuff, put it in the right spot here. But it's going to be a good one. So tell your family, tell your friends, grab the link and out of YouTube, share it with somebody. And here we go into the Word of God for us tonight. This is called Storytelling Night is the title. Interesting title. Share the screen number 2. And we got lots of volume, so that's a good thing. Here we go. While you're texting, we can talk. Thank you, Jesus.
That's me. Wow. I'm gonna fight. That's for those of you that have just joined us, this is a replay from April the 10th, 3 years ago. This is the instruction of the Father tonight. To replay this, and I'll quit clicking buttons and just let it play. Here we go.
Amen.
Come on. Thank you. Fallible proof.
Yes.
go to the other side.
Come on. Thank you, Jesus. That's right. Come on. Wow. And he did. Come on, do it.
Yeah.